KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 3 degrees below zero. We look for it to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 24. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a traffic stop Thursday night in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a woman from Cass County. Deputies pulled over a vehicle at Highway 34 and 4th Street at around 9:40 p.m. Upon further investigation, arrested 23-year-old Parrish Wright of Cumberland for driving while license suspended. Wright was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Officials of the Stewart Fire Department reported on their social media page that just before 6:30 a.m. Tuesday, fire crews from Stewart and elsewhere were requested for a working residential structure fire at Diamond Head Lake in Guthrie County. As crews arrived on the scene, flames and heavy smoke were visible from both the garage and house. No injuries were reported. Other crews assisting included those from Stewart Rescue, Dexter Fire, and personnel from the Cup on 2nd. You can see a picture of that house fire in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education held a work session Wednesday evening, but before they discussed a plan to update their strategic plan, the board toured the Atlantic Middle School to check on progress that's been made in the renovation process that has taken place since a fire at the school last July. Most of the damage was from water used to keep the flames at bay, and that began on the roof, and the spreading is to keep the well as copious amounts of smoke. Superintendent Steve Barber sent members of the media some pictures of the progress from inside the Atlantic Middle School to show what's been done to date. You can take a look at those pictures in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Board of Supervisors in Adair County will conduct an in-person meeting in their boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield this morning, beginning at 9 o'clock. And on their agenda is a 5th Judicial District annual report, a manure management plan update, and a resolution to extend the City of Stewart's local option sales tax, TIF ordinance, that's tax increment financing. The board will hear from County Treasurer Brenda Wallace and her semi-annual report, along with a longevity request increase. Adair County Auditor Mandy Berg will present an agreement for the combination of a rural township and city precinct, along with a legislative services agency redistricting plan. Afterward, the board will act on setting the date for a public hearing on the redistricting ordinance. Adair County Engineer Nick Kaufman has numerous road projects to report on this morning, and during his segment of the meeting, he'll also discuss budget matters and the fiscal year 23 construction program in Adair County. The supervisors will conclude their meeting with a fiscal year 2023 budget work session. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest on a warrant of a man from Texas. Authorities say 19-year-old Samian Philip Flores of San Juan, Texas, was taken into custody at around 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday on a Texas warrant for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. U.S. Marshals apprehended Flores with the assistance of Creston Police and Union County Sheriff's deputies. Flores was transported to the Union County Jail. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two men had been arrested on separate charges this week. Monday night, 36-year-old Brandon Heath Smith of Glenwood was arrested for interference with official acts. His bond was set at $300. And at around 3:40 a.m. on Thursday, 29-year-old Keith Patrick Schreck of Council Bluffs was arrested for trespass along with criminal mischief in the fifth degree. His bond was set at $600. Southwest Iowa Republican Representative Tom Moore from Griswold said this third week of the legislative session saw a huge uptick in committee and subcommittee work. Moore says the Human Resources Committee passed 3 House study bills that he says will continue an attempt to put tools in the tool belt of child care providers by allowing the negotiating of pricing between CCA recipients and providers, increasing 2-year-old ratios by 1 child and 3-year-old ratios by 2 children, thus providing more child care slots in Iowa, and allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to provide child care for school-aged children. House File 210, Moore says, allows for an individual who's on a ventilator the right to try an off-label use of a drug. Moore says also this week he chaired a subcommittee for a bill, House File 656, that Moore has worked on for 5 years.
The basic premise of this bill is that once a patient is stable on a medication, their insurance company can't switch them to a similar but often less expensive drug. This doesn't happen often, but when it does, the outcome can have grave circumstances for the patient. The major issue comes from the insurance industry, who says it hampers their ability to control costs. For me, it comes down to where our priorities lie. With the costs and profits of the insurance companies, or with the care of the individual patient. After working on this for so long, it was great to see House File 656 pass both subcommittee and the Human Resources Committee unanimously. It will be exciting to continue working on this as it moves to the House floor and eventually through the Senate.
And you can read more of Moore's report in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Representative Tom Moore can be reached for questions and comments from constituents at tom.moore, M-O-O-R-E, at legis.iowa.gov and at 712-789-9954. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.